and Liman Ayayim, the Zecher Nishmas, Gila Rivka, Bebrachol, Basichil, Simcha, on the 50 yard side, and Zelda Bas Mendel, Alea Shalom, on our 7th yard side, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit. May the learning be as close to their neshama. Okay, Dr. Mishnah. No, we're not at the Mishnah, we're before the Mishnah. Nadir B'mayi, Hare'elu Kanuyim. What is Nadir B'mayi? So we explained in the Mishnah already that the word Nadar is a misspeak. It's really Shvua, but we use the word Nadar because we're Masechtas Nadarim. Now, if I said that, you probably would tell me, come on. But the Rosh says it, and other Rishayim say it, so it's not come on. That's how they understand the Mishnah. They bring Rayas. You see that the Gemara uses the word Nadar, even though it doesn't mean a Nadar. So that's the Rosh's Pshat. So we're not going to concentrate on that, because we accept the Rosh's Pshat. Now, Tanya, if Shimon Gamliel Omer, now the Girsa of the Rosh is, if Shimon Gamliel Omer, trying to find the words in them, yeah, the B'mayi Le'amer Klum, if a person says B'mayi, it's meaningless, and also, the mumsa, the way the Rosh is gyrus. We'll see the Rosh inside when I get there, but I'm not there yet. So let's leave the Rosh alone for a second. I'm learning the girsa of the Rosh in the Gemara. He doesn't have our girsa. Either there's Tisus, either there's the Ran. I'm not sure about the Ran. Tisus and the Rosh, which we learn Rosh. He learned like this. Shimon Gamliel Leimer. If he says b'mayi b'mumsa, it doesn't mean anything. Mayi u'mumsa have k'nuyim l'shua. If he doesn't say the base, he says mayi kikers that. That's a lashon of shua. Mayi is a language of shua. It's not a kinoy in the sense because it sounds like the word shua. And people use it either because it's a Gaisha language or because Rabbana made it up. It is a word for Shua. But B'mayi makes it sound that the Beis is part of what you're doing. There is no Beis. There's no word B'mayi. It's a non-word. Let's read the Rosh inside now. The Rosh is the second wide line. B'mayi, it may be different than other prints, that I don't know. In my Gemara, it's the second wide line, but I don't have an art school. Or a Eizvahadar that has the same print as art school. The fourth line, okay. B'mayi le'amiklum, shenira sha'beiz hu mishem ha'teva. B'mayi sounds like the beiz is part of the word. V'eimim mashmi'u se'klum. B'mayi is meaningless. V'haynu ta'imid de b'mumsa. That's why b'mumsa also doesn't work. Abu Mayi Umumsa Hem Kinuya Lishua. Mayi and Mumsa are Kinuyim. Why? The Shua Matargamina Mumsa. Shua, the Targum of Shua is Mumsa. So therefore you're using the Aramaic word for Shua. It's a different kind of kinoy than words that like Kainach, Kainas, Kainam. It's a kinoy because you're using a Gaish language, the Aramaic word for swearing, which is Mumsa. Instead of saying Shua, you say Mumsa. B'mumsa is trying to say something that doesn't have a meaning. Now, if you ask me, I have a difficulty with this. I don't understand it, I'll be honest. Because what if a guy would say Bishua Loyahukukizu? Doesn't Bishua mean with a Shua? So why doesn't B'mumsa mean with a Mumsa? I don't know. But the Rosh says that B'mayi and B'mumsa is not a word. Mayi and Mumsa is a word. It's the Targum of Shua. Now, how is Mumsa? Mumsa is not the Targum of Shua. Mumsa is the Targum of Shua. How about Mayi? He says, Mayi daima la'umi by yushba metargamina va'umi. And va'umi is also a Targum of swearing. And Mayi is similar to Aimi, I guess. And therefore, it's a kinoi. But this is the Rosh's Pshat in the Gemara. The wisdom base doesn't make any sense. Without the base, it's a kinyan for Shua. That's not true.
The prefix base have the same reason, same meaning in Aramaic as the Hebrew?
No idea. Maybe not. I have no idea.
Does Aramaic call the language of volume? I mean, does Aramaic have any connection to the Yiddish language?
has a connection to Yiddishkeit because the Rebbeinu Shlom used it for his targum. Targum is from Sinai in Aramaic. It really is a Geisha language. Some Geisha languages were Zeichab to some higher level. Yavan, there's Greek words in the Chumash. Oh, well, it depends how you learn, but it's Machlokes. But it's Machlokes Achronim. There's some words in the Torah that are foreign languages. Pat, the Kasri Shnayim, Pat, the Afriki Shnayim. That means the Torah used foreign language? Or does it mean that it was, once upon a time was used in Lashon Kodesh? It's really Lashon Kodesh, but now it was not used anymore. But we know what it means because other languages picked it up. Machlokes. But here, I mean, Targum was given as straight Aramaic. It wasn't Lashon Kodesh before. It was Aramaic. So obviously, Aramaic, I think because it sounds like Lashon Kodesh, similar, has similarities, is used in Targum. To say that it has any Jewish connection, not any more than that, which is pretty good, but it's not Lashon Kodesh. Now, some say that all 70 languages are derivatives of Lashon Kodesh. I believe it's a Shlok. So, again, it's hard to see how exactly. But then again, I don't speak any of the 70 languages. English is not one of the 70 languages. Latin might be. I'm not sure about that either. But Greek is. Aramaic is. But I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer the question. Yes?
Latin would be because
there is a star. Gemara says, ain't learned by shame of Lord Lushen. An Adon uses the word Gemara Gittin that they call Sheilim, which is a shameful Lashon. That makes me think that Latin is not either. Yeah, they took it from somewhere else.
Your point is good. I would point over
the of the Sarshalad. And there is, but again, Eilim by shameful Lashon. The Gemara says it, that's not me.
I was agreeing with it, actually. Aramaic is really not technically a language, it is a Creole. It is a corruption of a language to facilitate communication. We're more into it.
Yeah, I didn't want to time on it.
We have, as proof that it's not a language, we have the Gemara, which we have covered, which is that the Malachim do not respond to prayers.
And many Rishonim learn it means any language, besides Lashon Kodesh. Not like it's Rishonim.
For some reason, when I was learning the Mishnah, he actually breaks it down into Bohi, as hard to believe. Ready? Is a name of place of Moshe.
That's the right shot. We don't learn Ron. And again, if we were learning Gemara Ron, I would be saying a different shot than Gemara.
Well, what does that mean? It's a name of
Moshe. It's a nickname for Moshe. It's Mahi.
I know, but.
Like Mohi. Mo. What is Mo?
Moshe's more.
Again. The Rana is a whole different shot than Gemara. For some reason, Rabbi Cohen wants to do the Rana. That's wonderful.
I'm teaching
Gemara with the Rush.
How would we touch it now without
Ron? That Mai is a targum of the word Tzvua, of Aimi, which is the word Tzvua. The targum of Vayishma is Vaimi. And Mai sounds like Vaimi. That's how the Rush learns. Again. I'd love to teach the Gemara with all the Rishonim, but I can't. It's not feasible yet.
Would love to do that,
what? Yeah, that would be an easy year. It would be wonderful. But we'd spend, and not that it's wrong to do. I mean, that's why I didn't learn the Ron. Take a look at the Ron and Yud Aleph and Med Aleph. If we had to learn the Ron and Yud Aleph and Med Aleph, which brings all kinds of different sheetahs and everything, again, we try to learn Pshat straight through. So we learn Rush. That's why I picked the Rush. Usually I learn Rashi, right? Not Tysus. But there's no, it's not Mio Rashi on the door.
Russia doesn't mention that at all.
He's not. Now he learned the Gemara. He's a Rishon. Doesn't have to deal with the Ron. I think he lived before the Ron, or maybe contemporary. I mean, right before the Ron, or just with the Ron. They lived in different countries. Well, not really. The Ron lived in Spain, and the Rush ended up in Spain at the end of his life. He started in Germany, escaped to Spain. His father-in-law was the Marama Rutenberg. He was put into jail. So he ran away and he ended up in Spain. So Back to Mishnah. Ha'omer. Now again, it's a big shayla. How to be gairus? We're gairus according to the Rush. Lachulu. Now we're going to have an interesting point here that I can't explain because, I mean, maybe other people will understand it better than me. But there's an old Reb Chaim that says, if you don't understand it, you can't explain it. So I'm just pointing out, la means no. But it's not as clear as loy. Lachulun means for chulun, or like chulun. Lachulun, with a patach, means no. But it's not saying no beferish, it means no. Now, we're going to see a difference. The only reason I'm stressing this is because we're going to see a difference between la and loy, which I have a trouble explaining. When we get there, I'll have trouble explaining it. But meanwhile, la chulun means it shouldn't be chulun, shaykolach, what I eat.
Well,
carbon. It's a way of saying it should be carbon. Which the Gemara will say, depends on the rule, can you make an inference? You remember we've had that the Machlokes Rameir and Rabbanan, whether we allow inferences. If you say it's conditioned one way and don't repeat the opposite. If you go across the Yarden, you will get this land. Like Rameir said, and if you don't go across the Yarden, you won't get the land. So a mayor says, why did Moshe have to say this? Because every condition needs to be spoken out on both sides. No mechlal lav at the shemeyeh. Inferences don't work. That's not called speaking it out. That's a mayor sheet. Rabbi Yehuda says, we say mechlal lav at the shemeyeh. This is a mechlal lav at the shemeyeh. It shouldn't be chulin. It doesn't say lav, it says lav. What I eat from you, inference, it should be carbon. It should be like a carbon. That is built on the fact that I'm using an inference to explain the words I'm using. La chulin, it shouldn't be chulin, what I eat from you. You didn't say it should be carbon, but the inference is if it's not chulin, it's carbon. Zakdera Gemishnan, or loy kasher.
Right.
It shouldn't be kasher, but it should be pasul. Now, the word kasher and pasul is used by kachim. We use kasher for anything that's kosher food. It's not really the right language. It's what we use. In the time of the Torah, they called it tahar, tamei. But again, kasher and pasul is a term used. It's kasher a carbon, it's a pasul a carbon. Lai dachi. Lai dachi means it shouldn't be permissible. Dachi means permissible. It should not be permissible, which means it should be aser. Tahar. Now, just want to make sure I was clear, right? If he says, it should be tar what I eat from you. Now, that's an inference. What things makes a difference if it's tar or not? Kachin. So therefore, it's an inference to carbon. Tameh. It should be tameh what I eat from you, meaning it's something that tameh makes a difference. Other things, chulin doesn't make a difference if it's tummy or not. It's kachim that it makes a difference. Nicer. Should be like nicer. Piggle. Should be piggle. Usher, it's usher. All those are referencing to kachim. Now, this rush will be enlightening us in a whole bunch of different things, so we're going to take it a little bit slow. La chulin shay melach, Dr. Rush, halamed nakud bepasach. The Lamed has a patach on it. He's pronounced it not lechulin, but lachulin. The Hadi Kamai lechulin. Umashmoi, at its inference, or its meaning, lechulin el carbon lehevi mashaycholach. But I eat should not be lechulin, but should be a carbon. Lechasher, mashma lechasher el apasel. The Hainu kachim, the shayach behu kashrus apaselos. Kachim has kosher and pasel. So the word loy kasher,
right,
means things that kasher and pasul are used by, which is carbon. Loy dachi, loy mutter. To my ayo kamtza dachan. Ayo kamtza is a kind of grasshopper, is permissible. Mashma loy mutter elo aser, by the kachim. Now here comes the rush. Who says it means kachim? There are other things that are not permissible to eat. Nevela, trefa. And there's a rule by Neder that we have not hit yet. and we're going to be spending a lot of time on this rule, that when a person says, this bread should be upon me, like a carbon, that's aser. If a person says, this bread should be on me, like a nevela, it doesn't work. And the Gemara explains, we learned it out from a pasuk, you can make something prohibited to you, like something that humans made prohibited. Meaning, who prohibited the carbon? What makes the carbon aser? Your words. Whoever donated the carbon made the carbon into a carbon. What makes nevela aser? Zeres hakasav. It's not the human who created nevela. Yes, he did, because he didn't check it properly. He shot it. But he didn't create the iser nevela. He doesn't make the iser. The iser happens on its own. He makes the iser carbon. The Gemara calls this a very important thing. The Gemara differentiates with something called a davar hanadur and a davar aser. I can say this bread is like a carbon because a carbon is a human-made iser. So I can make this bread, a human-made iser, like a carbon. I can't say this bread is like a nevela because a nevela is not a human-made iser. A nevela is a Rabbeinu Shloimeh made iser. Therefore, I can't say the bread is like nevela. It's not. I mean to say it should be prohibited to me like nevela. We learn that from a pasuk that you cannot say something is like something that wasn't a human-made iser. So therefore, the Rush has a problem. The guy says, this is not kosher. This is not permissible. That means, we're saying it means, he means kosher. Maybe not. Maybe he means it's not permissible. The bread should be like an nevela, and then it's not a neder. When he says this bread is not permissible, we're saying we mean it's something not permissible means carbon, which is not permissible. Maybe he means nevela, which is not permissible. Or treva, which is not permissible. And those are Rabbeinu Shloimeh created in Surim, and neder doesn't work when you say this bread is like nevela. You have to say this bread is like something that the humans put the Yisr on. We didn't put the Yisr on nevela. That's a Zeres HaKasav. So the question is, how do we know to interpret his words that when he says, Loi Dachi, not permissible, it means touch him, maybe it means nevela. That's the Rush's question.
Yeah, but we have two ways to look at it. See if it'll
come wrong. Zok the Heliger Rush. Zok the Rush. Avagav the Nevela Trefa Nami Asurim. So how do I know that Loi Dachi means Kachim? Nevela and Trefa are also Asur. Can it not, Zok the Gemara, Zok the Rush, now we come on the Perik Beis, the Stam Nidorim Bahachmarim. When there's two ways to interpret a word, we interpret, now he meant not kosher. We're not saying that's what he meant. We don't care what he meant. I'm glad what he did. We do care. But if he's saying, I just used those words, I didn't have anything specific in mind, we say, Stam the Dorim go the Chumrah. He went to die to Elav Kisa ben Eder. Because obviously he wanted to make this bad to him. Aminan, there was never another in his chavis. What was his intention? He wanted to ban the bread. Now, if he meant, he said the words, we assume he wants to ban the bread. And since Halacha tells us to ban the bread needs him to say it like a carbon, we interpret his words like a carbon, unless he tells us, I didn't mean that. He has the right to tell us, I meant like nevela, and then it wouldn't be us. But if he doesn't tell us, he says, I meant what the words mean, we say, you wanted to ban it, right? So probably, you would have wanted it like a carbon. And we say it means like a carbon.
No. Is this coming from
Suffolk
or
no? It's a Vadai. We would give Malchus for this.
Maybe
I think he's still middle.
I was thinking maybe
some of the rest of the Chumrah. That's what I'm trying to say. When we get to the Mishnah, we will see it's not because of that. This is a fair Mishnah on that New Testament base. What New Testament base? Mishnah starts, New Testament base. Stam the Dorim Lahachmer.
What does that mean? That means, what is it? What the, when we say that the Neder, Stam the Dorim Lahachmer, meaning that we make it a Neder.
No, it means that.
I
think it's Halach Avadai. Maybe we'll find out in your Chasam Beis that I'm wrong. Many times I've been wrong.
Okay.
But if I remember correctly from last time I learned the Torah, it's Mitzvah Tanya. And the reason for that is, because why in the world did he speak? If he meant like Nevela, what he's trying to do, what is he doing? Ever since he wants it to work. Since he wants it to work, we interpret his words that it should work.
Rabbi said it was a man-made issue to make a korban. No korban unless the Torah says it's a korban.
Again, you're right. But who made this a korban? What created the Isra carbon of this animal? Again, who puts the Isra on this animal? What made this animal a carbon? What made it a carbon? The Mitzvah in the Torah didn't make this a carbon. The Mitzvah in the Torah didn't say this animal was a carbon. What made this animal a carbon? That means he's the one that said that the Torah's halacha of carbon should go on this animal. He created that.
Why is it made
when you shoot an
animal, you created an
amebla. No. Necessary component.
Again.
Somebody else
had to die.
An nevela is not man-made. A carbon cannot happen without being man-made. An nevela, as he pointed out, is a reality. An animal that died without shechita is a nevela. One of the ways to do that is to shoot the animal. But it doesn't need to be shot, it can die.
But a necessary component of carbon is you have to say.
Now, there's a lot of issues, a lot of things that come up that have become questions. What are they? What are they? Another, a davar aser. It becomes very complicated. I mean, there'll be many things. And we're going to have one in the rush momentarily. That becomes very complicated. That the Rishayim try to explain, why is this a davar aser, not a davar another? We're going to get there in a moment. But it gets complicated. But carbon and nevela are easy. The other ones can become very dicey. Or dicey is not the wrong word, right word. So it's very hard to put an exact part. Yes.
But I may be wrong, as Rush has to say, but we're talking about change of state. The change of state of the animal who dies is from living to death. That is done by the agency of a human being.
Not.
If it just drops dead, but if the human being shoots the animal.
Again.
Let me finish.
Yes.
The status of that cadaver now can either be nevela or not. That depends on the rules as applied by, from the divine source. So that is independent. Whereas a netter, there's a change of state of the animal from unsanctified to sanctified, and that is done completely by the agency of the human being who speaks it out. It's a very...
Fine, okay. I'm not going to argue with you, because you happen to agree with what I said. It's just a different way of explaining it.
Yes.
When you say carbon, it's a generic carbon. In other words, what if he says afterwards, I meant a shlomim carbon?
Again. We're not talking about the animal here. We're talking about a guy that says this bread should be like a carbon.
I meant like a shlomim.
So it's like a shlomim. Shlomim is a carbon. So therefore what?
That's not us.
Yes, it is. Sure is. It has all kinds of restrictions on it.
Our restrictions, but it's edible. It's edible.
After Zrikas Hadam.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I said. Generic carbon.
Again, even if he says Shlomo.
It takes more steps.
And the Gemara is going to discuss it, by the way. Shlomo. It's going to come up.
Rabbi said something like, why is he talking?
Why I said it? I'll tell you why I said it. I wasn't talking extra. Let's read the Rush. Avagav de nevela trefa nami asurim. Anu kamon beperik beis estam nedarim lahachmir. Why? The kivin de daiter la tvisa beneder. Since he wants to make the bread aser, amina lezav anader neschav. He wants it to work. If not, what is he saying? He's saying this bread should be upon me. Why is he saying this line? He wants to ban the bread. Now, he didn't say which one he meant, but he wants to ban the bread. So he interpreted that he wants it to work.
So if that's the case then, so even if you're doing it on something that's already usher, like a tray for Nevela, he's not talking stomp. Is it because it's a Chisarna Kiyafli? Is that...
He's saying he wants it to be done in Nevela. It's an impossibility.
But he wants it is to be usher.
Again. But he wants it to be usher like Nevela.
No,
talked too much.
Is it because it's not...
He said it should be like Nevela. Listen to his words.
No, people say to be like Nevela, he's just doing like Rabbi Schwartz. He's just saying it's something usher. I use Nevela as a...
It's strong. The Torah says you can't do that. It's exactly like usher.
Well, what? Rabbi's told what Pasuk is?
What?
Rabbi say what Pasuk is?
We're going to have it on top. You'd pay some of that. I'd like to leave it. I'm sorry. I'd like to leave it for that. In fact, it might be on your day to Manalev also. But the pasuk is brought in your Dawah to Manalev.
Lulei that, you would say...
I can't say Lulei, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. He's not saying it properly, even though his Kavanah wasn't to the Asur.
Exactly, because the Dharma works. Lighter. That's more complicated. Not complicated, hard to explain. Tar tame nicer pigalasser. And by my tar I tame shaykhalach, I know kachim. Shinaik ben tumavatara. That's where tumavatara make a difference. Dr. Rush. Here comes his next question. The Abagam to Tuma, not Mishaik but tumavatara. And the Gemara will say later that Truma is not a Dabar Hanazar. Truma is a Dabar Asr. Truma is like the Vela. Dr. Rush. He wants it to work. Now, why is Truma Davar Aser? Truma is human made. So this is the Rishayim's Kasha. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't go to your Beis HaMikdash yet where the Rush might discuss it. But what I remember from the last time that I learned the Dharma when I learned it with the Ran says that Truma is not a human made Aser. Because since Kahanim are allowed to eat Truma, and Yisrael can't, that's not imposed by a human. The Torah says the halachas of truma. If a person makes an iser, it's a complete iser. If carbon offers it to everybody, I know that Rav Moshe said it becomes mutter later on, but that's later on. A carbon is a davar aser to the whole world. A man makes truma, he's not making, he's only asering it. Either he offers it to everybody or to nobody. What makes truma, this is the Ran Svara, what makes truma permissible to some and asa to others? So we say that means it's not you creating the iser. You created the name truma. And here, because the Torah went and said some can and some can't, that means it didn't come from you. It's like that I know carbon didn't come from you either because the Torah said carbon is aser. But you wanted to make the thing usher, and you made it usher to everybody. Truma, you didn't make usher to everybody. There are people that can eat truma. That ability that you're making it usher for some and not usher for others is not a human function. That's what the Ran speaks out. We will get there, and it could be the Rush says something else. Honestly, though, I didn't remember seeing the Rush. That's what he says? Could be. I'm not ahead. I'm not that far. So Rabbi Schutz is saying that the Rush says it was Tevil before. So you didn't create the Isser. It was Isser before. It just remains Isser. So therefore you didn't make the Isser of Truma. Okay, that's an easier shot to explain. I'm happy you told me. Much easier to explain than the one the Rush says.
Well, this never is in fact. What is he saying?
Truma. He means Kachim. He might mean Truma. And if he means Truma, doesn't work. But the Rush, Dam the Darim Lachmer. Again, like we said before, he's trying to Isser the bread. So we interpret his word in a way that makes it us. No.
Kach.
I'm sorry?
Where are we at? Make it into truma.
No, it doesn't make it into truma.
No.
What are we referring to here?
Tar and tame. Right? Tar and tame. We interpret that to mean he wants to make it like a carbon. Maybe he wants to make it like Tuma, but Tuma and Tara also make a difference. Nicer, right, tar, kachim shinitai, I'm sorry, nicer, kachim shinitaisu, kachim that are left over. Pigul, shechashav aleim b'shas avayda, what is pigul? That during the service of the carbon, he thought, la'achlam chutzlis manam or chutzlam chayman. Aser, that's right. Zagdi gemar right. Mishnah, we're still in the middle of the Mishnah. Ke'imra, I want it to be like the sheep. My bread should be like the sheep. Dr. Rash, Aser Fishahitko, the cuff, Hipstick B Surah. The Rash is bothered. Why does it say Aser when the Mishnah can continue giving you cases that's Aser? So why did the Mishnah just write Aser at the end? The answer is the rest of them need a cuff. Tar Tameh doesn't need to say Kitahar Kitameh. Kimra needs to say like the Imra, which is the carbon. Kimra to Taha carbon. Kedirim, back to the Mishnah, like the room. What room? It should be like the room. The room. Like the room. Kedirim.
What?
Room.
A room.
Enclosure. Kalishkas Eitzim. It means like the room where they kept the wood in the base HaMikdash. A kalishkas HaKloim, where they kept the sheep, which is a davar another, which was a man created Isra on that room.
The room?
The head, this is room.
The room itself?
Of course it's Kaddish. It's in the Azara. It's in the Harabayas.
Oh, it was one of your house. I thought it was a place where they kept the wood.
Right. In the Beis HaMikdash.
Not a shed.
Keitzim. Like the wood. Dr. Ash, Shnei Gezirei Eitzim or Gezirei Eitzim. The two blocks of wood that they used every morning for the Tumid. Keishim. Ishim is kikarbonus. That's what the Rush translates it. He says, Yushalmi says, Ke'isham is Beach. Him is Beach. Ke'echo. Yerushalayim. Dr. Rush. Ke'echo Yerushalayim. Sabar choymas here miglaseh ha'mishar yalishka. That's assuming that Yerushalayim was Kaddish. The walls of Yerushalayim were Kaddish. They were made the leftover money in the room where they put the Machzus HaShekel. So it's Kedusha. So therefore, Ki Yerushalayim is saying like something that was man-made. Man-made the Yisra of the walls of Yerushalayim. It was built by Hekdesh money. Well, Dr. Rash, Yishalmi says a different shot. Yishalmi says, Ki Mizbeach Ki Karbonus HaMizbeach Ki Heichu Ki Karbonus HaHeichu. Doesn't mean the building of the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean the building of the Heichu. The Karbonus that are brought there. Yerushalayim, Kikarbanah Shem Yerushalayim. So the Yerushalmi doesn't like to say that Mizbeach means the structure, Kehecho means the structure, Yerushalayim means the structure. It means, the Yerushalmi learns, it means like the Karbanah is brought in those places. Lagim Estaber, the Lekomer Kechoymes Yerushalayim. The Rush says, I like that shot, because it doesn't say like the walls of Yerushalayim, it says like the city of Yerushalayim. The city has no Kedusha, the walls have Kedusha. There it is, it's going under Kabbalahs that are brought in that city. Not Kedusha from Hentish, Kedusha and loftiness.
But the famous.
It doesn't. Let me explain. A shul has Kedusha. But if you say the bread is like the shul, it's not us. There's no halacha Kedusha of that it belongs to Hentish, that you're saying it's like Hentish. Yes?
I don't know if the rule would agree, but one of these is very pertinent nowadays. I've heard many people say, get off the table, it's like the Mishnah, which is exactly the Russian of the Mishnah, the Aser, and the Kabbalah was Aser. Therefore, I thought like it was but.
I don't think that anybody means sass or anything. I think they think it's not proper behavior.
I understand.
It's a misuse of a word, that's for sure. But I don't think that anybody understands that it's a nether. I think today speaking, it wouldn't be considered a nether. Yeah, people always say, don't sit at the table, it's like a mizbeach.
Is a nice
place. No. Is this still have? I don't say that. Does it still have kedusha?
I think so.
Is it hegdish?
Florida.
No, it's. Are you mayel be hegdish? If you sit down in a chair and show, are you mayel be hegdish? Using hegdish?
No, because if I take an aron and take it apart,
again. I'm asking a question. You sit on the chair and show, you might bag this.
If I
and you're not answering my question. The yes or no question.
I'm trying to answer it the way I can. If I steal a chair from school.
You might bag this?
I thought so.
Chas v'shalom. You're in Ganav for stealing a chair from school. But you're not a mayo bagdish. Hegdish means hegdish. Anything that has kedusha doesn't mean it's hegdish. Kedusha is a spiritual higher level of holiness. No. No.
Regard.
Again, part of the shul might have lofty things, but it's not any halachic difference between the chair in the shul and the chair in your house. That's my point. So therefore, the Rush learned that shot first. Then he said, Yerushalmi learns a different shot. He likes it better. That's all he said. The walls.
That, if he says,
that's also. It depends on the Machlokes whether it was built from Hegdit money or built from Shari Alishka.
If there's a chance of Mehila or some sort in.
Yeah, it's a big problem, yeah. I mean, we don't have Chaimus Yerushalayim. The walls we have today are not, I don't think, are the original walls. I think it was built by Saladin.
The bigger Saladin.
That's right, I'm not talking about the cuts. Can't hear you.
I said, I thought there was a svara that the svara was not given to Malach as Shari's, and that's why.
Good big, I don't remember. Gemara discussed it. It's Gemara. Yes. No. No, because it has kedusha, not because it's hegdish. You're not mayo hegdish if you lead on the bima. You are not respecting the level of kedusha that a bima has. There's hegdish and there's kedusha. They don't mean the same thing. Hegdish has kedusha, but hegdish is different than kedusha. Hegdish is an ownership by an entity called Hegdish. There is no entity of Hegdish today, we hope, because of that, a lot of people will be having it all the time. People are not supposed to donate to Hegdish today, because then they create a problem of Mila. But the shul is not owned by the entity called Hegdish. But because it serves the Rabbi Nishtoylem, a shul is a Migdash Ma'at, has holiness in it. And the Bima is a higher holiness than the walls have. And the Arna Kaidish. But that's not belonging to Hegdish. It has halachas that come with being something holy. But it doesn't belong to the entity called Hegdish. The chair in the shul has no halachas of Hegdish.
First would say,
when I was a paraduma, dover another?
Yes.
I would say yes, but I'm not. If you tell me no, I can figure it out also.
No, see, what a paraduma is, who made it a paraduma? Hashem.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Made a paraduma into a paraduma is the person designating this as the paraduma.
A paraduma has a certain.
Again, you can't make a paraduma out of a black cow, a monster. But a red cow is not an automatic paraduma. Somebody has to donate it. Somebody has to make it hegdish. You don't understand it?
If it has all the different characteristics, all the characteristics of, or so there has to be someone
that donates this to hegdish, that makes it hegdish. You're right. It has to be red, like oil, no too black. All those things are necessary. Like they find paradumas every year. Right? Somebody decided when you find the paradum, it means Mashiach is coming. I mean, I hope he comes, whether we find the paradum or not, he'll find one. I'm not worried about that. But some reason, every time we find the paradum, everybody gets excited. Ah, we have a paradum, and now Mashiach's coming. However, he's coming anyway, whether we find the paradum or not. But it doesn't become a paraduma because it's a paraduma. Somebody has to get that paraduma and donate it to Hegdish. Till then, it's a regular cow. Happens to be red. It's a big problem. We are Mayag Heter. It's not so simple. Because, first of all, there's a lot of issues here. But it's not the topic now. Our bimas are covered. They're covered with sometimes with just a urea, whatever the, what do you want to call it? But the mapa. And then sometimes they have a plastic on top of that mapa. So what's the tashmish ekdusha? Bima is tashmish ekdusha. Is the plastic the tashmish ekdusha? Is the mapa the tashmish ekdusha? Or is the bima the tashmish ekdusha? And the other ones are tashmish the tashmish. Tashmish the tashmish is mutter. Bima is a tashmish, it's utzer, to lean on. But if you're leaning on the plastic, are you leaning on the bima? This is complicated. But the velts make cool. And I've seen big people put their center on the bima.
I thought
the chazal
made a, I thought that you're allowed to use it, just like I can put keys on a torrent.
Who says you can, by the way?
I think I heard you say that 4 years ago.
What? I don't remember saying it. The velts naikuba, because they donate when they make a swarm shank, like a tsunai, that I should be able to use it for myself also. But by the bima, I don't think that happened. Anyway, again, it's not a question for this subject. Yes, doctor.
If I recall correctly,
a what?
Putting a handkerchief or some
other sheet on top of the head of
the carbon and
the carbon. I don't remember. I don't remember. Back to the rush. The echad mikol mesham sham is that's the last thing in the Mishnah. Mizrakais, the bowls, machtais, the fire pans, the slugais, the quarks. Back to the Mishnah, I was a dead of Bekarbon. Kilu hitvas Bekarbon, Rastam died of Bekarbon, Matzah. Most of the Darim are Bekarbon. Yudaimer, I'm a Yerushalayim, Le'am a Klum. You can't say Yerushalayim, you have to say Ki Yerushalayim. The Loi Kof, Le'am a Klum. Why? We'll see. But Ki Yerushalayim works, Yerushalayim does not work. Question is he disagreeing? What is he saying? The Mishnah said Ki Yerushalayim. The Buddha just seems to be supporting it. But we'll see.
There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that when you say a neder, it has to be clear. So is that contradiction to the point, if you have two ways to look at something, we go, stam nedar and lahakmir. Kiyafli means when you say something, make sure it's clear and everyone understands what you're saying.
I don't think it contradicts it. But yeah, it doesn't debate. Right, there is a man that says that, but the other man says that since you're what? Tarfon, I think. I forgot where he is. Lazar, somebody, Yudub, Shimon, what is it? Right, so your testament base. We'll see it. Your testament base. We'll see when we get there. But the way not to say that is to say the guy who wants to answer it. So therefore, since he wants to answer it and he said a word that can mean that, we say
so
that's what he meant. Again, we'll talk about it in your testament today. The Gemara says it there. Don't worry about it. Savrua. My lachulun, loy lachulun. We're translating the word with the patach as to mean not chulun. Heavy, ela carbon, to be a carbon. And again, this is built on the concept that we say, Mechla Allah about the Shemei Hain. Right, but we're translating, he didn't say not chulin. He said la chulin. So we're translating the word la as meaning light. And therefore it means carbon. So we say, Mani Masnissen, who is the Tana of that Mishnah? Ira Meir, Lesley Michal Lava to Shemei Hein. The Meir says we can't do inferences. So when he says la chulin, we are inferring that you mean carbon. And therefore, Rameir would not allow that. It doesn't work that way. He doesn't go by inferences. So it's not a good netter. But our Mishnah says it is a good netter. But the Tanan, Rameir Eimer, Kol Tanai She'ena Ketai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, Eina Tanai. So the Mishnah can't be Rameir. El Rabbi Yehuda holds, we do inferences. Dr. Rush. Kol Tanai She'ena B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, I've got the white crayless of a mash like Tanam. Even though if he wouldn't repeat it, we would have figured it out. He says you can't use inferences to create language, to create condition. He's the one that argues, because Rabbi Yehuda is not, it doesn't mention his name in that Mishnah. But we're saying, the ones that argue Rabbi Yehuda, a mayor is usually Rabbi Yehuda. Even though in that Mishnah there's another Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. I'm not sure why this is over here. But the Rashi is saying, usually the Bar Machlokes of Rameir is Rabbi Yehuda, so we're assuming it's Rabbi Yehuda. Yes.
Maybe it's a din in Tanai. The whole raya you brought is B'nai Gavni Rumi, and that's also Tanai. If you want to do a Tanai, this is the way a Tanai has to work. Who says that applies to Macorbit, Machulin? It's a whole different mechanics.
The Torah is revealing to me that you cannot use inferences as if it was spoken out. It wasn't spoken out. Because if you could, then the condition was spoken out.
We're saying it's
not so simple. It's a machlokes shaydim. I might get involved. Right.